But anyhow, we look forward to coming out here every year and playing for you people. We're going to play a few old-time fiddle tunes. We hope that you like. We're going to do our best, because I heard a fellow say a while ago, he had something cooked up for anybody that couldn't do right. I don't know what it is, but I don't want it. So our first number is going to be Maple Sugar. We like to play that first because that sweetens up the whole program. Maple Sugar. Down yonder. Thank you. raised out of state on a farm. Everything growed big down there. And there's nothing spectacular about being raised on a farm, only we had something to eat. One day a neighborhood boy came up and he asked my daddy, he says, "My daddy wants to borrow your cross-cut saw." That was before we had chainsaws. My daddy says, "All right, son. What do you want it for?" He said, "We want to cut a pumpkin." Dad says, "Well, it'll be sometime this afternoon before you get it. We're just halfway through a sweet potato." Here's another old-timer that you don't hear very often anymore. I got married not long ago. I don't know why, but I did. And he was going on to St. Augustine for our honeymoon. Well, we started out. I was driving along. I reached over and laid my hand on my wife's knee, whispering sweet nothings into her ear, and she wasn't believing him anyhow. She says, "Honey, we're married now. You can go further." I wound up in Key West. Our next time I'll be Faded Love. Thank you. Our next one will be Liberty. To fish a whole lot, and I used to go down on the Kissimmee River and fish a whole lot. There was a lot of nice trees there. You could sit down under that tree and go to sleep if you want to and fish. I was under a willow tree there one day, sitting there, my feet hanging down off the bank, fishing. I heard a terrible commotion right over on my right. Well, I got up and went to see what it was. Well, an old moccasin snake, he had caught him a big old bullfrog. He had his dinner there, too. I think I'd have to have some fun with him. I went over to the willow tree, and I cut off a branch about that long with a fork on it. I walked over there and put that fork right out over that old snake's neck, held him down. Then I reached down there, pulled the frog out of his mouth, and let him go. Well, that frog left there, too. I think he went two directions at once. Well, I went on about my fishing, let the snake go. After a while, I felt something tapping me on the back. And I turned around and looked, and there was that darn fool snake with another frog in his mouth. He was trading. This next piece, selection, is a fast number, Up Jump the Devil. Thank you. Thank you very much. We enjoyed it. I hope we played one or two that you like.
Richard Seaman and his band, 95 and a half years old. Thank you very much, sir. Well, by Richard's standards, this next act have a much younger man with them. The next gentleman is Goose Coldbreath and the Cortez Grand Old Opry, and they want me to tell you that they are in no way associated with the Grand Old Opry in Nashville. But Goose was born here in Suwanee County, but moved down to Manatee County, to Cortez down in Manatee County, and the band are from there. And Goose is 82 years old. Oh, he's 83. He's after. Ladies and gentlemen, Goose Coldbreath and the Cortez Grand Old Opry. Like also to remind you while they're setting up that a lot of the artists that you'll see on the main stage here are on the amphitheater.
This is vocal mic one.
Are performing at some stage also around in the park. So if you enjoy, it is a very brief time. A lot of the performers get here on the main stage.
Vocal mic number three, check two.
So just to remind you that they are putting in longer performances, maybe in the Azalea stage or maybe in a storytelling tent or something.
Vocal mic number four.
So do check your paper that you get when you come on the grounds here at the Florida Folk Festival. In the center section of the paper, it'll tell you all the various stages, who's performing and at what time. So you would get to enjoy some of them for longer periods of time. I think we're about ready, are we? All right.
Back in the Tennessee hills, ain't no smoggy smoke on Rock Top, there ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rock Top, parked by the Hellcat, wild as a mink but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that. Rock Top, you'll always be home, sweet home to me. Good old Rock Top, Rock Top, Tennessee, Rock Top, Tennessee. Strangers climbed on Rock Top, looking for a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rock Top, reckon they never will. Corn don't grow at all the ground to Rocky Balboa. That's why all them folks on Rock Top eat their corn from a jar. Rock Top, it'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old, old Rock Top, Rock Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
That was Big Ray Bryant there doing Thank Rocky you. Top for it. Thank you. We're the Cortez Grand Ole Opry. We're from Cortez, a little fishing village down in Manatee County. And we've been coming up here for several years now. And we're proud to be back once again. Of course, he's proud to be anywhere once again. He's 83 years old. Not quite as old as Mr. Seaman, but he's working on it.
I'm going on 84.
His name is Goose. My granddaughter Maxine is playing spoons with us. My name is Richard Culbreth, and this is Goose Culbreth. We're going to do a little song right now that we made up in his honor. It's a story of his life in a nutshell. It's called The Cortez Rag. He made this song up about 1950, and two or three years ago, we put some words to it. Yeah. My family moved to Cortez in 1921, and I was only 4 years old, and life for me was really fun. I got myself a nickname, now they call me Goose. I loved to play with that old bird, just couldn't turn him loose. I grew up a fisherman, I fished in every bay with my dad and my six brothers, looked in every which way. Worked real hard for fish to catch, but often came home empty. Hard times for a family making a living from the sea. Patches, patches, patches on my britches, patches on patches, and stitches on stitches. My mother's sewing and sister's chores never seem to end. I wear them out, patch them up, and tear them up again. Up before the sunrise, fishing through the evening. Supper time was a special part of every day. Mullet and grips, biscuits and gravy. It was all the strength to carry on another day. We worked hard, we played hard, had lots of bills to pay. Music was our fun time, made everything okay. Wearing our nets were empty and our hopes began to sag. Where we'd sit back, play our music, wearing our Cortez rags. Patches, patches, patches on my britches, patches on patches, stitches on stitches. My mother's sewing, my sister's chores never seem to end. I wear them out and patch them up and tear them up again. Before the sunrise, fishing through the evening. Summertime was a special part of every day. Mullet and grits, biscuits and gravy gave us all the strength to carry on another day. Well, we worked hard, we played hard, had lots of bills to pay. Music was our fun time, made everything okay. When our necks were empty and our hopes began to sag, well, we'd just all play our music and wear our Cortez rags. And we were really happy just wearing our Cortez rags back then. That was a long time ago in the Depression area. That's his life story in a nutshell. He kept telling us that story a long time after he made that song up, so we put the words to it. That's for him. We want you to go get your other fiddle now and play that back and push.
Back up and push, yeah.
He does a song. He uses a stick to play the fiddle with. That is a bow with no hair. And then he's got a bow. He's going to put the hair over the fiddle and make it sound a little bit like an organ for you. He does a song called Back Up and Push in this manner. We're going to turn him loose now. That's with a stick. He's been doing that for a long time. Yeah, of course, y'all would never know that. He used to do a lot of tricks on a fiddle, but he got a little old for the rest of the tricks, and that one is still with him. Gonna do a little song now, Talk to Me, by my father, his brother. My great-grandfather was an old Spanish gentleman that moved here back in the 1880s. He played a little ditty called a Spanish Fandango. Thank you. That was what he called it, Spanish Fandango. Now we're going to do another little thing that came down through the family, the Colbert family. Had been down through the years, just passed down to us. It's called Fiddling Straws or Fiddling Sticks. Going to play a couple of songs. I believe old Joe Clark and Cindy, I think, are the two songs he has lined up. This humidity really plays havoc on these acoustics. Okay. You're going to do old Joe Clark first, right?
Yeah.
Old Joe Clark and then Cindy. Thank you kindly. That's something that's been passed down through our family. I guess a lot of people that play music do that type of thing. Because the family, way back when they, before electricity, they had to get other means of accompaniment other than guitars, electrified in.
Look at my schedule here.
He's gonna play a song that he wrote. He didn't write any songs. He can't write music, but he made this one up. Call it GC Breakdown.
Thank you.
Back in 1936, I think it was, the Rouse Brothers down in Miami wrote a little ditty. They called it the Orange Blossom Special. And he's heard that song. He's been playing it ever since. Thank you very much. We are the Cortez Grand Ole Opry from Cortez, Florida. We play there in Cortez every February for the local Cortez Commercial Fishing Festival. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Davidson, that these people, Iona, this group, had allowed to play on their CD. They had allowed this performer to play her own composition called Machree Moor. And the tune took over my life because I played it everywhere. I taped it onto another tape for fear that the tape might destroy itself in my tape player. And I, for the next 2 years, I searched for this lady and finally found her in Ardgour in Scotland, which is not where she lives, but where her agent is. And I was very proud that 2 years ago, she started to come over here to America to perform here. So ladies and gentlemen, this is my discovery here. I'm very proud of this lady. She is also in my book, and in probably many other people's, the leading exponent of mouth music. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together from Scotland, Fiona Davidson.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I guess I'll have to do some mouth music, but I'll wait for a little while until I'm slightly more used to this melting heat. I'm going to start off. I heard the wonderful singer and harper, Claire Roche, playing earlier on today. And she sang a song for me, so I'm going to get my own back now, and I'm going to sing this song for her. Simply because, Claire, if you don't know this song, I think it would sound beautiful if you sang it. It's an Irish song, and it's called Gawam Malta Bridge, We All Praise Bridget. When I lived on the island of Arran in Scotland, most of the time we got Irish TV and radio there, because we're actually closer to Ireland than to Scotland, which explains a lot about me. And I used to listen to this fantastic Irish traditional music programme on radio, and it was called The Humours of Donnybrook. And this is the traditional tune that the programme was named after. It was the theme tune that they always started it off with. Thank you. I'll sing you a Scots song in English this time. Now, I always think of this as a love song for nature, but I used to think perhaps it had been commissioned by the Scottish Tourist Board because it's full of bonny blooming heather and deer in the glen and grouse in the glen and sunshine and propaganda like that. But it is a traditional song and it's called The Seasons. The hills are clad in purple and the trees are clad in gold. The thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, all of this kind of music seems so out of place in this heat that is just so sweltering for me. I just can't believe it's going to get hotter here. I'll play another couple of tunes. The first one is Scottish, the second one's Irish. The first one is a Gaelic tune. It's called Gumoslan Achimi Mochailin Gillis Down. Or if you prefer, it's Well May I Behold You, My Faithful Brown-Haired Maid. Although when it was given to me, the guy that gave it to me said it was called It's Great to See You Again, You Gorgeous Brunette, which is probably nearer the mark. And the second one is an Irish tune called The Boyne Water. And if any of you know The Boyne Water, which I know some of you do, you'll know that parts of it look just like this tune sounds. Do some storytelling for you as well, but I won't do any on this stage. I'm doing a couple of other appearances, I think one tomorrow and, well, several tomorrow workshop-y type things as well. So do look out for me if you want to hear some stories, because I'll probably be doing them, I definitely will be doing them at some of the other things. I'm down in the storytelling tent. And of course, I do also have the inevitable merchandise if you're interested in it. I've got two CDs with me. One is music and song, the other is stories. So if you are interested at all, make sure you get the right one. And they're over at the Friends of Florida Folk stall over there. Well, that's the commercial bit over. I suppose I better do some mouth music for Mr. Ramatar. I'll sing you three pieces of mouth music stuck together. We invented mouth music in Scotland, of course, a few centuries ago. He's shaking his head over there. We call it Purst Abel, and it was always songs designed especially to be danced to, so I'm sure you can imagine they're fast, they're rhythmic, and the style of dancing that we did in Scotland to mouth music is actually just like the Irish dancing. This stuff is fairly recent Scottish dancing. The real Scottish dancing is really just like the Irish stuff. In fact, I might treat myself and sing these standing up. Okay, and if any of you want to dance, do feel free. I'll do three stuck together because they're all quite short. I've no idea what the last one is called. The middle one is called Hetoch Kaliach Ruliach Kaliach, which is great for clearing your throat. And it's all about old ladies dancing, but they've had one too many, so they're getting it seriously wrong. And the first one is called Nahedikin, which means the chickens. And if there are any Gaelic-speaking vegetarians here, I would suggest you put your fingers in your ears for the first one. It's all about the fate of Bill's chickens. Hi hon harachkin 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 hi hon harachkin nakaya mari yalavid hi hon harachkin 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 hi hon harachkin nakaya mari yalavid vergen nek bil am vergen nek bil am vergen nek bil am is tikket der an yara bal vergen nek bil am vergen nek bil am vergen nek bil am is tikket der an yara bal hi hon harachkin 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 hi hon harachkin nakaya mari yalavid hi hon harachkin harachkin Hi han harachken na kaya mare yalaviet tushktana harachken tushktana harachken tushktana harachken steidan na kaliaken tushktana harachken tushktana harachken tushktana harachken steidan na kaliaken hi ha harachken 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 hi han harachken na kaya mare yalaviet hi han harachken 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 hi han harachken na kaya mare yalaviet Het kala kula kala het kala krish balak het kala kulim bue rishwin navat balav het kala kula kala het kala krish balak het kala kulim bue rishwin navat balav rule kala kala kri kala balan kala kishet kala kala krish kala kala kavat balav rule kala kala kri kala balan kala kishet kala kala krish kala kavat balav het kala kula kala het kala krish balak het kala kulim bue rishwin navat balav het kala kula kala het kala krish balak het kala kulim bue rishwin navat balav rule kala kum bue rish kala kavi gulim so hukana gien korak betran korak balav rule kala kum Yerisha Halika Vigulim Sukana again Korak Betran Korak Balab, Etkala Kula Kalak, Etkala Krishabalak, Etkala Kulim Bierish Wind of Balab, Etkala Kula Kalak, Etkala Krishabalak, Etkala Kulim Bierish Wind of Balab. Well, that fair takes your mind off the heat. Oh boy. All right. Do you want to hear the shortest blues song in the world? It goes like this. Well, I didn't wake up this morning. Of course, we've got the equivalent kind of songs over in the British Isles. They usually start with people roving out in the morning, roving out, preferably in a May morning. Well, this guy roves out. and it's a song of courtship, eventually. It's called The Queen Among the Heather.
and talk together. And we left the yows for to stray their lane, till I wooed my queen among the heather, till I wooed my queen among the
Well, himself here is going hopelessly out of tune, so what I'm going to do is I'll finish with an unaccompanied song, which I often do anyway, so that's okay. Whoa, it's going down. Okay, this is a lullaby. And it belongs both to Scotland and Ireland, a bit like myself, but it did originally come from Ireland. It's called the Garton Mother's Lullaby. Actually, this one uses strings that aren't out of tune on the harp, so I think I will be able to do this one with the harp. I just realised. Let's see how it goes anyway. Good enough for jazz. Sleep, O babe. Thank you.
sleep song. I sang, oh babe, to you.
Give a big hand to Fiona Davidson from Scotland.
Hi, Fiona. I'll be right there back.
I would just like to make an announcement and sneak in here and do so. For those of you that haven't heard, been around to the other stages, or haven't looked at the bottom of the program, or should we say the top of the program, I don't know. The worlds shift, don't they? Near to 11-ish tonight is a special tribute to a dear woman. We have so many here. This particular woman, 97 years old, passed away just very recently, as you may know, the great Diamond Teeth Mary, Mary Smith McLean, that received the Florida Heritage Award recently. Actually, it was in 86. That's not too recently, but she's been here through the years, and was a great draw and a great friend to us here in the festival community. Tonight, there's a special tribute on the main stage here after the Roots of the Blues, Roots of Jazz show tonight. Please come out for it and stay for it. We'll have a special film, a 20-minute film on a 9-by-12-foot screen here that gives some details, some scenes from Mary's life, some of her performances in Florida, some of her early days, which have been archived at the University of South Florida, recently edited and put together with the help of some of the technicians here, and Pete Gallagher of the Seminole Tribe, and with the help of some additional sponsors. So we'll have a great evening seeing blues from one end to the other here tonight. And I certainly wish that you'd all be here and tell your friends. So Diamond Teeth Mary will honor her memory this evening, and I'll see you there. We're having a dinner break, and we'll be back here at 6 o'clock, as you know. So I'll see you then. Bye.